We're in Simen Lamed Beis, and we're actually in the middle of Siftes Zayin. We're in the halachas of writing the tefillin, the osis of them. The Mishnah, the Mechaber, was talking about the halacha of a letter that was either cut in the middle of it or just insufficiently long. Now the Mechaber goes on and is getting into the halacha of what happens if a letter got a hole in it. In a way that it actually, part of the letter is therefore missing. So the Mechaber says as follows: Hodemach Sherinon Kishenifsak Os, Dafka Kishenichtav Bekashrus. Where did we say that if the letter got a hole, that it could be kosher if you measure and there's enough above the hole to make it kosher? That's only if it was written kosher, Va'achar Kach Nifsak. And then later on, it got a hole in it. Avla mitchila kishenichdav hoya sham neke v'nifzag bo. But if there was a hole there at the beginning of the writing, o im regal akaf ha-pshuta kayotza b'ze magia l'sof ha-klaf, or a letter went all the way to the bottom, b'li hekif klaf, without being surrounded by the parchment, mitchilaso, puzzle. It is puzzle. Now what's this all about? We already learned the halacha that every letter in a Sefer Torah, tefillin, or mezuzah must be surrounded by parchment. Letters cannot be written in a way that they run off to the end of the parchment. A letter cannot be written in a way that it runs off into a hole. And a letter cannot be written in a way that it touches another letter. Every letter must be distinctly surrounded by parchment on all sides. The problem with that is, the Beis Yosef asks this kasha, that we find a Gemara that tells us that what happens if the leg of a hay gets a hole in it. So we saw the halacha was depends where the hole is. If there is a shear on the right leg of the yud for the size of the right leg of a hay of the size of the yud, we say that that is sufficient. On the left side, the shear was a kol shu, even a little bit. So the Beis Yosef asks, that's fine with regard to the size of the letter. But if the letter borders on a hole, that means that that edge of the letter is not surrounded by parchment. It's surrounded by airspace. How could that letter be kosher? So the Beis Yosef is asking a stira between the halacha requiring every letter to be mukav gvil and the halacha telling us that if you have a hole in a letter, so long as what is left is enough to make the letter kosher, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Why don't we don't say that this letter is not mukav gvil? The Beis Yosef gives two terutzim, which seem to be two different shittas in the Rishonim. The first terutz, he says, is that when there was a halacha that the letters have to be mukav gvil, that was referring to two letters that are touching. You cannot have two letters that are not separated by parchment. If you have the ink of one letter running into the ink of another letter, the two letters are connected. That is a lack of hek of gvil, and that's what makes it puzzle. Meaning the halacha of mukav gvil never meant that you literally have to have parchment around the letter. What it means is that letters cannot run one into the other. That's his first teretz. His second teretz is no. His second teretz is there's a literal need for hekiv gvil. It must be that every letter is actually surrounded by parchment and being surrounded by airspace is not going to help you. However, the halacha that it has to be mukav gvil only applies when you first write it. Mitchilas ksivoso. What happens if the letters were written bakashris and then they ended up touching, or and then it got a hole and now you don't have gvil around it anymore? Then it's kosher. Now the Beis Yosef is choshish, the way the poskim see it, the Beis Yosef is choshish for each of these terutzim lechumra, which means in any situation that would not be covered by both of these answers, the halacha would be that it is pasul. So let's try and understand what that would include. In a case where you're talking about two letters touching, since, according to the first teretz, even if it was written when each letter was separate and later they got joined by ink, it is pasul, we would therefore say it is pasul. This is a halacha we're going to find later in Sif Yud Ches. So the halacha is, the Beis Yosef is choshish, that the halacha of hekif gvil with regard to two letters touching would apply not only at the time of the writing, but even if it happened later. Not so in a case where you have a letter that was written bakashris, and then a hole was made in the cloth, so that right now the edge of this letter runs into the hole instead of into cloth. That would be kosher. Because according to the first teretz, since we are not dealing with letters touching, the fact that it is surrounded by air rather than parchment would not make it pasul. According to the second teretz, that held that you do need a literal surrounding of cloth, of parchment, and it would be insufficient to have air around the letter. But according to that second teretz, it's only if at the time of the writing it happened. Here it was written b'kashrus, and the whole only developed later. So this would be kosher according to both. Whereas, if at the time you were writing the parsha, there was a hole there, and the letter ran into the hole. There, according to the first teretz, it would be good, but according to the second, it wouldn't. There we would be machmir. So this is how we are to understand what the Shulchan Aruch has told us, that if you have a hole in a letter that happened before you wrote the letter, so at the time you wrote the letter already hit the hole, it is not mukav gvil, and it is pasul. Not so. If you wrote the letter b'kashrus and the hole developed later, there it's kosher. So when we previously learned the halacha, that if you get a hole in a letter, so depending on the letter, if it's a letter that clearly doesn't resemble any other one, the only problem is it long enough? So if it has a shear of a yud, that's good enough. If it's the left leg of a hay, we said that even a kol shehu is good. If it's a letter that could possibly resemble another one, you're supposed to ask a child. So when is that? That is when the hole developed later. But if you wrote a letter and it hit a hole, so that when you wrote that os, it was not mukav gvil, the halacha is that that os is pasul. Now, with regard to the halacha of kesidron and shalo kesidron, there the halacha is that you are allowed to repair it, and we're going to see this later. In other words, the fact that it was not mukav gvil does not take away from the tsura of the letter. Hekav gvil is a halacha. A letter is not kosher unless it is mukav gvil. But the letter is there. You have the form of it. The halacha saying that a letter has to be written kesidron doesn't mean that the letters have to be kosher in order. A letter that was given its form but was not yet kosher, because say it did not have one of the conditions such as hekav gvil, you later give it those conditions, this is considered a parsha written in order. The tsuris ha'osius must be written in order. The kashrus ha'osius can be even out of order. Therefore, you can repair anything that is not mukav gvil simply by scraping away a little bit of the letter. We'll learn all about it a little later. Or by separating two letters that are touching. You can just scrape away a little bit of where they're touching. And that would not be a lack of shalo kesidron. The Mishnah Berurah points out that let's say you have a letter that ends at the end of the cloth. So rather than tamper with the letter, what you'd like to do is glue on another piece of cloth. We're going to see that there are halachas, there are times that you can repair a letter that isn't kosher by actually gluing on another piece of cloth. That will not work for hekav gvil. Hekav gvil means that it is to be surrounded by the parchment it was written on. It has to be surrounded by the cloth itself, not by a foreign piece of cloth that's going to be glued on. So in order to repair something that's not mukav gvil, you would have to be able to scrape away a little bit of the letter. If it's a letter that just has the right shear, and by scraping away a little bit, you'll be left without the shear and it'll be pusle, you do not have an etza. Then there's no way that you can make that letter mukav gvil and kosher in tefillin and mezuzahs, which have to be written in order. All right, so this is the essential halacha of hekiv gvil, whereby the Beis Yosef is choshish for both terutzim. Now, there is a long bir halacha here that is dealing with another shita. This is the shita of the Derech HaChaim and the Noda B'Yehuda. They have a variation on the first teretz. If this is a bit too complicated for you, as long as you follow the first one, you're all right. But you should know that this shita exists. This shita says that what did the Beis Yosef mean in his first teretz that we differentiate between two letters touching and a letter that is written with a hole next to it? And he says, what the Beis Yosef meant was that when two letters touch, then each letter is not surrounded by parchment. But let's say you have a letter that has a hole that cuts the letter, that just breaks the letter now. So what happened? You have a lack of hekav gvil because the letter ends with air rather with a hole rather than with parchment. They learned that the reason that was kosher in the Beis Yosef's first Teretz is because if you go past the hole, there is cloth there. In other words, what we would say is discount the airspace and now say, well, the letter is surrounded by parchment because past the hole there is parchment. Whereas, in a case where two letters touch, there's no way you can say that each letter is surrounded by parchment. Now, this variation on the first Teretz would not work in several cases. The simplest case is, what if you have two letters with a hole between them? If you have two letters with a hole between them. Now, what would we say there? According to our understanding, the simple understanding of the Beis Yosef's first Teretz, the iser of letter, the psul of letters not being mukav gvil is that letters are touching. Now, these letters are not touching. There's a hole between them. Whereas according to the Derech HaChaim and Noda Yehuda's understanding of it, when you have a hole between these two letters, well, you do not have hekiv gvil outside the hole either. According to them, what the Beis Yosef meant was that if you've got a hole and then parchment, discount the hole and the letter is surrounded by parchment. But if you've got a hole between two letters, then you don't have parchment past the hole. You've got another letter. So the Beis Yosef's first teretz would not help. Now, since La Halacha, the Beis Yosef is choshish for these two terutzim l'chumrah, it would mean that according to the Noda B'Yehuda and the Derech HaChaim, in a case where you have two letters that have a hole between them, so even if that hole was formed, if it developed after the letters were written, if we would consider it as if the two letters are touching, it would still be puzzle. The Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha brings several proofs against them and says that that is not what the Beis Yosef meant. Nevertheless, he is choshish for them l'chumra. He says that you could be mitzaref another kula. It is the opinion of the Radach that if the letter is long enough, whereby if you would imagine dropping a little bit of it before you reach the edge of the hole there, then we would say it is considered mukav gvil. That means hekav gvil is not calculated by way of looking how much letter and how much parchment are there really in existence. But we say, once you have a large enough letter to complete the shear, and just you've got a little more ink there, that extra ink doesn't count, and it's as if you've got parchment there. We don't normally follow the Radach. But if you put together the Noda B'Yehuda and the Radach, that means you've got two letters next to each other. They were written b'kashrus. Then a hole formed between those two letters. So long as if you could possibly remove a drop of the letter on either side of it, there would be enough room for us to say that the letters are kosher and still have hekiv gvil, we can rely on that being kosher now. Since it happened later and it's a hole, so according to the simple understanding of the Beis Yosef, it is kosher. Maman of Shach, if you go with the first Teretz, it's because it's a hole that we're dealing with and not ink. According to the second Teretz, because it happened after the letters were written b'kashrus. And even according to the Noda B'Yehuda and the Derech HaChaim, who would say that according to the first Teretz it is not kosher, we still have the Radach to rely on. There, the Bir Halacha says, there you could be Mekel. But otherwise, he is Machmir for their Pshat in the Beis Yosef. So that in short, when you're dealing with two letters actually touching by way of ink, even if this happened after the two letters were written b'kashrus, we say that that is considered pasul, it is not mukav gvil. If we have two letters if we have one letter that runs off to the end of the parsha, to the end of the cloth, or it hits a hole, if it happened at the time of the writing, meaning the letter was not written b'kashrus, it already touched the end at the time it was written, we say that that is not called mukav gvil and it is pasul. Whereas, if it's not a matter of two letters touching, it's just a matter of a letter running off to either the end of the cloth or into a hole, the halacha there would be that if it happened after the letters were written, we would say that it is kosher because of the maman of shech of the two terutzim. A hole between two letters, in such a case, we say that that is a machlokis, and the halacha will be that you should be machmir unless there's enough ink to say that even if you would imagine a drop of ink at either side of the hole not being there, the letters would be kosher, then it would still be kosher.